Okay, let's dive in. We're unpacking one of the biggest fork-in-the-road decisions for tech leaders right now. We're talking front-end architecture, specifically React versus Blazor, and what that choice means for, say, your 2026 roadmap.
Exactly. And our mission today is really to get beyond the code. This is about strategy. This choice defines your maintainability, your security, and maybe most importantly, your hiring strategy for the next, 5 to 7 years?
Right. So let's lay out the basics from our sources. We've got Blazor, which is Microsoft's play. It's C#, it's .NET, and it has these flexible models running in the browser with WebAssembly or driven from the server.
And then you have React, the JavaScript titan with a massive ecosystem, but it's also moving, and this is key, towards server-first models like React Server Components.
So that's the core dilemma for you, the listener. When does Blazor's unified .NET stack really outweigh the sheer flexibility and community depth of React?
I think what's fascinating here is how the language stack itself drives strategy. With Blazor, you get this unified C# stack front to back. That allows for just tremendous code reuse and shared business logic.
Right, so less context switching for the developers?
Way less. And you get top-tier enterprise security baked in from ASP.NET Core. It just accelerates that high-assurance development work.
But isn't that a double-edged sword? I mean, a unified stack kind of locks you into Microsoft's timeline for new features, doesn't it?
It can, yes.
Whereas React, it just avoids that lock-in. It's JavaScript and JSX, so it works with pretty much any backend. And that freedom means a way bigger global talent pool.
It does, but then you have to look at the architectural trade-offs. Blazor is running compiled .NET code. It's either in the browser via WebAssembly, which prioritizes consistency, or it's remote with SignalR for UI updates.
And React is totally different there.
Completely. It uses its modern fiber architecture and what's called reconciliation. In simple terms, React is just masterful at breaking rendering down into these tiny prioritizable tasks. That's what gives it that incredibly responsive user feel.
Okay, let's pivot to something really strategic here. Performance. Because it's not about a simple speed test.
No, absolutely not. It's a system-level conversation. The biggest technical trade-off is that initial load time. A Blazor WebAssembly app has to download the .NET runtime up front.
Which means a bigger initial payload.
A much bigger one. And that can be a strategic blocker if you're targeting users on slower mobile networks. It directly hits your market reach.
Okay, so React generally wins on that first ping.
Usually, yeah. Especially with modern server-side rendering and code splitting, the initial bundles are just smaller.
But we did see a major counterpoint for internal systems. Blazor seems to have a real advantage in data-heavy apps.
A huge one. Running compiled C# in the browser is fantastic for computationally intensive tasks. Think complex data visualization, big calculations. It takes a significant load off your backend servers.
And if we tie this to the ecosystem, it seems like a classic risk versus speed debate.
That's the perfect way to frame it. React's ecosystem is massive and community-driven. You can find a library for anything, which is fast, but that speed comes with dependency risk and, frankly, a lot of security vetting overhead.
Whereas Blazor is more of a walled garden.
A curated garden, maybe. It's growing, it's Microsoft-driven, and the libraries are aligned with enterprise needs. You get stability and predictable support, which is gold for risk-averse places.
So let's pull this all together. What are the clear strategic guideposts for someone listening right now?
Okay. You choose Blazor when your organization is already deep in C# skills. You need to share business logic, you're building data-heavy internal portals, and your absolute priorities are long-term maintainability and security.
Got it. And conversely, React is the choice when it's all about agility and market response. You pick it when you need fast time to market, you rely on that huge JavaScript ecosystem, and you need a vast talent pool for, say, a customer-facing app.
And we have to mention the reality here, which is the hybrid model. Very few large enterprises are all or nothing. They'll use React for public UIs where speed is king, and then Blazor for the secure internal admin dashboards.
So the final takeaway is really about a trade-off.
It all boils down to a fundamental trade-off between market agility versus predictable control. React gives you speed, Blazor gives you predictability, and for a Microsoft shop, lower long-term costs.
It's a fascinating choice. And as you mull this over for your own strategy, here's a final thought to consider. React is moving towards the server for more control. At the same time, WebAssembly is evolving as this serious language-agnostic layer. What does that convergence mean for how much server authority you ultimately want controlling your front end?